Hello, this is Nick from storyhacker.tv, and this is the podcast episode 9. And I'm going to talk a little bit about callbacks, and I'll probably be coming back to this soon because callbacks are one of my favourite storytelling techniques. And so let's give you an example. Last night, the family and I were watching How I Met Your Mother, which is one of those comedies, like Friends, really, that we go back to, you know, once every couple of years just to sit together and have a laugh. And we were watching one of my favourite episodes. It's in season 2, I think it's like episode 7 or 8 or something. It's called Swally. Anyway, you may or may not know How I Met Your Mother, but there is, in that particular episode, there is a sequence where one of them is going out with a girl who's got crazy eyes, and at one point she tells this unbelievable story about being chased down the street by a man with a hunchback and a limp and being sort of shouted at. And we're supposed to think she's crazy, right? And then later on in the episode, it turns out that one of the characters, Lily, is actually following her down the street, and she's got a limp and she looks like she's got a hunchback and she's using a man's voice. And so what's really interesting about that is there's what I call a callback there. And I use this so much in the novels because a lot of times in life, when we're confronted with things or situations, what's actually happening inside our head is that we are thinking back and linking things in the past to the present. And that gives us extra resonance, doesn't it? And, you know, you can see it a lot in comedy, particularly stand-up comedy, where, you know, in the first half or whatever, one of the comics will make a gag, and then later on in the set, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that. Later on in the set, He makes another joke, but it references the first one. And somehow we get a kind of a duplication, a sort of a wave effect, where the fact that he's referencing something that made you laugh before makes you laugh even harder the second time. And I've talked before about how we can see that in Aaron Sorkin dramas very often, and or in Lee Child novels. And as I say, in particular in my thrillers, I use that a lot because I feel like that's how the mind works. Anyway, so over the next couple of weeks, really, I'm going to be talking about some of my favourite storytelling techniques that you can plug and play, I suppose. You can slot into your existing stories to make them work that little bit harder for you, your brand or your business. And it's the 30th of August today, and from Sunday, from the 1st of September, my plan is to be posting a video. I'm going to post quite a lot of video content through the through September, and some of that video content will be the audio will be taken from that, and it will become the podcast. And it's interesting, really, because I had been hoping that, or thinking that, this podcast would be a kind of a sort of a set of training wheels, because actually it's really easy just to pick up your phone and start recording. And it would be like a kind of a baby brother, if you like, to the video cast that's going to be happening. And I think that's going to stick, because I think podcasting is a lot more intimate, I think, in a way, particularly in the sense that it's something you can do every day. Whereas after September, I'm not necessarily going to be doing content on video every day, because I'll have to brush my hair and, you know, all that kind of thing every time. Anyway, so the video cast, all being well, will launch on the 1st of September. And I'll just keep you updated about how it's all going. I think there is something interesting here. And though it's probably going to take me 50 or 60 of these to get my sense, my voice, that's the point of doing this. And thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening. This is Nick Warren. It's a storyhackertv.podcast. I'll try that again. This is Nick Warren. It's a storyhacker.tv podcast, episode 9. Because stories mean business.